Think about your weird fashion mistakes, things maybe you look back on, you thought were cool at one point, and now you're like, hmm. So I don't know if this trend, quote, and I use that in quotes, trend, is brilliant or just very weird.
Okay. I have three mistakes, by the way.
All right. We'll get to those in just a sec.
Okay.
So this, quote, new friend, this new trend is adding a fake belly button to.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Adding a fake belly button a few inches above your real one to make your legs look longer.
Why?
So you can actually purchase these sheets that is like a temporary tattoo. You can even get them at Walmart. But you can purchase these sheets of like belly button temporary tattoos. And if you leave your stomach exposed, like if you like those kind of halter top midriff.
Crop tops.
Yeah, sure. If you leave your stomach exposed but cover your real belly button with like some high-waisted sweats or like high-waisted shorts or pants or something like that.
Put this tattoo on and make a fake one and make it look like your belly button's higher than it is.
Yes, and it creates a pretty convincing optical illusion.
Oh my gosh, now that I see a picture of what you're talking about, it works, but this is still dumb. Like, why? Don't do it.
It's one of those fashion, quote, trends that are happening in some part of the world. And they're getting enough attention that, you know, it's now kind of a thing. And Walmart is even selling these.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
I have not. Where do they sell them? I guess maybe cosmetics?
Website.
Oh, on the website. Okay.
Yeah, the website.
But you haven't seen them in the stores yet. Has anybody done this?
Well, I don't know.
I was today years old when I learned about it. But I'm just wondering if anybody listening is like, yep, I tried it. It looks good.
So what I would like to know, because I don't think we're going to get anybody that has actually tried the fake belly button thing.
Yeah, no, that's a little too bizarre, I think.
I want to know what your weird, because I think probably in 10 years we'll look back at that and go, remember when people were putting fake belly buttons on their navel?
I'm looking at that now saying that.
And
like, that's weird. I'm calling it weird now.
Okay, well, anyways, it's a thing now. So I'm saying in, you know, a few years, we'll look back and go, wow, can't believe people were doing that.
Uh-huh. I'm saying that now, though. I'm ahead of the curve.
So, you know, what was your fashion mistake? So you said you had three of them.
I have three. So back in college, I believe it was a thing where girls were wearing men's ties. And I literally had to try to figure out how to tie a tie because that was the fashion. And then vests. I remember wearing vests, looking back, not really super cute.
Okay.
Yeah, like men's, like suit
vests.
Yeah,
like a three-piece suit.
Yes.
Where you'd have the vest that would be under the jacket.
Yes.
You're just wearing that, right.
Yes, and stirrup pants. Stirrup pants with suspenders. That was middle school.
But so like stirrup pants, that was so they stayed in your, they stayed close to your ankle, right?
Yes.
And they didn't like hike up.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It was. I just wore them with tennis shoes. So it's just had the strap that goes around your foot there. And yeah, and then suspenders were kind of a big thing too. So they were like knit, like stirrup pants with the suspenders. Oh, not a good, it was an unfortunate time for fashion. Back in the 80s.
I look back at some of my, quote, fashion mistakes, and I had a thing for parachute pants.
Oh, yeah. MC Hammer. Thanks to Hammer.
I was all about parachute pants. And that, like the, not, I don't know, nylon? Like nylon-y type pants?
Yeah, but the really, really droopy crotch, like very baggy.
The ones that I liked didn't have the droopy, like crotch.
Oh, they weren't full MC Hammer?
No. I didn't go full MC Hammer. These had the zippers in the side, and I thought they were super cool. Uh-huh. Now, I mean, looking back on that, though, at this point, I could be like, I could probably rock those again.
Oh, my gosh. Please tell me you have a pair.
No, not at all.
Oh, dang it.
Angel said, for about 2 years in high school, I tried or pinned scarves around my waist every single day.
tied scarves, like as a belt?
Pinned scarves.
Yeah, tied or pinned, yes.
Yeah, tied or pinned scarves around my waist every single day. Always over pants. Sometimes they look like sarongs. Most of the time, though, it was just a mini skirt with a tail. Again, gotcha. A sheer pattern mini skirt with a tail worn over pants.
Okay, so it wasn't to the side, like the tail's in the back. That is weird.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay.
We're not shaming people for their weird fashion choices from back in the day.
We were a victim of the times.
A victim. Jacqueline said Avril Lavigne started the vest with a tie trend.
I was trying to figure out where that came from. Thanks, Avril.
Yeah, I had some too, but it was high school for me, LOL.
That's great.
Shaq said, I went full crisscross and wore my pants backwards. You know what? You're not alone. I didn't do it, but I remember there were people in my school that did that. Wore their jeans backwards.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that was backwards. Kind of one of those things where I just kind of thought they just did that. Nobody else really followed that trend. But no, all right, great. They were trendsetters.
Yeah, 100%. The backwards newsboy hat.
Oh, yeah.
The backwards newsboy hat. Yeah, kind of those fashion mistakes.
I feel like that still kind of lives today, right? Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe?
I think Jacqueline says I double-layered rib tank tops for years.
Okay.
I like that.
Well, they were kind of thin.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I get it.
Blake said, I sagged my pants with basketball shorts underneath as makeshift boxer shorts in high school.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. I remember that look.
Yeah, the basketball shorts underneath the pants, just so you could show people I could ball whenever.
Absolutely.
I am never not ready to ball.
If a game finds me, I'm ready to go.
I know, right? Beth said, I also never had long charm necklaces like that were trendy back in my younger days. So I would make my own custom necklaces by just linking multiple plain chain necklaces. Different metals, different kinds of links. I didn't care. And threading them through the O-ring of a keychain.
Oh, wow.
And using the keychain as a charm. Hideous, and I would wear like four at a time. I love it.
Is fantastic.
I love it. Oh, my gosh. Kelly, I was guilty of that. Kelly from Crescent Hill, not Kelly K. She says, remember the double, triple popped polo shirt look?
Oh, yes.
Where you would wear like two polo shirts and you pop the collar on them.
Yep.
I never
did that, but I remember seeing guys mostly do that.
I did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
Of course, we all popped the collars when we had polos, right?
Yeah.
Just wear the collar down. You had to pop the collar.
I think that was a thing.
Yeah.
So I have tweeted out, you can see the disposable fake belly button stickers.
I'm not on board. I'm not
on
board with that.
Ben and Kelly show.
I do not sign off on that.
I don't subscribe
to that trend
on Twitter. And anyways, if you want to divulge your weird fashion mistakes, 502-795-1997, we can have a little fun with this. We're talking about the fashion kind of mistakes that you made. There are some like temporary tattoos or stickers of belly buttons that you can get that you can put on above your real belly button, but it will give the optical illusion that you have longer legs than you actually do.
I mean, it looks impressive, but still, I'm like, don't do that. That's
yeah. Weird. So we were just like, hey, so what sort of like fashion thing, looking back, were you like embarrassed about? Crystal says tight rolled pants. Crystal, I don't think those ever went away. I still see those around now.
Yeah, I rocked that too.
Yeah. Catherine said, how has no one mentioned the legged pants of the 80s and early 90s? Kelly said those, right?
They were stirrup pants.
Yeah, the stirrup pants. Right.
Yeah, rock those. Junior high, baby.
Yeah. Laura.
I actually wore the Flavor Flav big clock.
Wow.
That's bold.
I was in middle school, and it was hot pink.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have a picture? I need to see a picture.
No. I'm so glad I don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably best that you don't. Laura, thank you.
I do have a picture of my ties at some place. I do. Oh, goodness.
That's funny. Dina said, I had the IOU shirts, and they were the heat-activated shirts.
Heat-activated?
Do you remember those?
No.
Where if someone put hands on somewhere on your shirt, it would like change colors.
Oh my gosh!
It was like a color changing shirt, right?
Such technology.
So people put hands, and you know, it's like,
yes, we know where they put the hands.
Try to put hands right there on your chest. That's great.
Oh, that's probably why they're not around anymore. They're like, oh yeah, that went sideways.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. Velour jumpsuits. And the swishy ones from the 90s, Jacqueline, yes.
Yeah, Angie, 100% we remember that. The jelly shoes, I remember my daughters, man, they rocked jelly shoes for a long part of their childhood. They loved them. Absolutely loved them.
And they haven't gone away. I've seen them in stores.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, anyways, we could have some fun with this. If you want to continue texting or whatever, you can, 502-795-1997.